The Ashanti Regional Office of the Electoral Commission has handed over some people who were challenged in the limited voter registration in the Asokwa constituency in Kumasi to the police for further investigations. The suspects, said to be between the ages of 24 and 27, and their witnesses are believed to have provided doubtful information to buttress their claims why they could not register in previous exercises. The EC was finding it difficult to reconcile the inconsistency in the information provided to justify why they were not captured in the earlier voter registration. Our Ashanti Regional Correspondent Thomas Nsueje reports.
A Deputy Ashanti Regional Director of the Commission, Lucas Yiel, who disclosed this in an interview, said the figure released to the public so far is provisional, as the office is still working hard to cross-check the figure with the Form A. Also, the figure is likely to change after the Complaint Committee has finished dealing with over 5,000 applicants who have been challenged for either being underage or their nationality. He maintained that the 188,646 qualified applicants released by the Commission remains provisional. Achimango Bieja District registered the highest figure of 9,886 with such applicants, recording the least number of 1,454. Obuasi registered the highest number of challenge applicants of 479, with the lowest number of 25 challenge applicants coming from Tetre Kumau. Mr. Lucas said the worst form of violence was reported at Kenton Krono in the Folkrum constituency, where armed thugs numbering about four riding on motorbikes stormed the registration center, fired warning shots before smashing all the registration kits and the papers. Similar attack at Jinyasi saw the destruction of the biometric verification device and made away a laptop and an iPad phone belonging to the EC officials. The Lucas said the office is assessing the cost of damage caused during the attack, especially the school furniture being used during the exercise. He said the suspects arrested during the attack have all been granted police inquiry bail.